Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly shift your world. Mindfulness for emotional healing and recovery. We've all been there, right? That feeling of being overwhelmed by emotions, like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes. Ever feel like your thoughts are running wild, anxiety's spiraling out of control? You know that feeling when everything just feels heavy? Well, guess what? Mindfulness isn't just some trendy buzzword, it's a powerful tool to navigate those rough patches to actually heal and recover from emotional wounds. Now, before you think this means meditating for hours on end with incense burning chill, mindfulness is about being present, truly present, in this moment. It's about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. No need to cling to them or push them away, just acknowledging their presence. This simple practice can work wonders for emotional healing. Here's the thing. When we're consumed by past hurts or future worries, we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. We get caught up in this endless cycle of negativity that keeps us stuck. Mindfulness helps break that cycle. It allows us to step back from our emotional turmoil and see things with a clearer perspective. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your emotional system. So, how does mindfulness actually work its magic? Well, there are a few key takeaways that can really make a difference. 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever notice certain situations or people that send your emotions into overdrive? Identifying these triggers is crucial. Mindfulness helps you become aware of them before they take over. Think of it like learning the enemy's playbook. You know what to expect and can prepare yourself accordingly. 2. Embrace the power of just notice. This one sounds simple, but it's profound. When you feel an emotion rising, just notice it. Say to yourself, I'm feeling anger right now. No need to analyze, judge, or try to change it. Just acknowledge its presence. It's like acknowledging a guest at your door. You don't necessarily invite them in, but you recognize they're there. They shift your focus. When negativity creeps in, consciously shift your focus to something positive. It could be a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt song, or even the feeling of your feet on the ground. This helps redirect your energy and create a more peaceful state of mind. Practice self-compassion. Let's face it, we all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and feel pain. Be kind to yourself during these tough times. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to struggle. Treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a loved one. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Connecting with friends, family, or a therapist can provide invaluable support during emotional healing. Sharing your experiences and receiving encouragement can make a world of difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, kids, and a million other responsibilities. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, on edge, and like she's about to explode. One day, she stumbles upon mindfulness exercises online. She starts taking just 5 minutes each morning to focus on her breath, noticing the rise and fall of her chest. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a shift. She's less reactive to stressful situations. Her anxiety levels decrease, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. She's able to handle her responsibilities with more grace and patience. Mindfulness isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, it's about learning to navigate our emotions with greater awareness and control. It allows us to heal from past wounds, build resilience for the future, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Download a meditation app, find a quiet corner in your home, or simply focus on your breath for a few minutes. Remember, even small steps can lead to profound transformations. Keep practicing, stay grounded, and let's continue this journey together. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us. We want to hear your stories. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep that stoic edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.